Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In his quest to earn the Republican presidential nomination, former Governor Mitt Romney now leads in three key early primary states, Florida, South Carolina, and the first in the nation primary, New Hampshire. Just the same, some conservative Republicans are still searching for an alternative to Romney as they question his conservative credentials. Around the country, the Tea Party is thought to be leading that movement and is expected to play a large role in shaping the race for the GOP nomination. But as WBUR's Fred Tice reports this morning, it's a different story in New Hampshire, where the role of the Tea Party appears to be shifting.
Every month in Rochester, New Hampshire, a Tea Party organization called the Rochester 912 Group meets at the Salmon Falls Church. The group is important enough to attract the Republican Speaker of the New Hampshire House of Representatives, William O'Brien. At the last meeting, O'Brien fielded a question from frequent attender Karen Testerman about one of his legislative priorities, abolishing no-fault divorce in New Hampshire.
Statistics show us that if you get married and stay married, that's the biggest weapon we have against poverty. What are we doing to try and turn that around?
It's such a big issue, Karen, as you know. I've put in bills that would eliminate the possibility of a no-fault divorce for parents of minor children, because we know that it's one of the most devastating things that can happen to a child is for their parents to divorce.
The Rochester 912 group is interesting. It's authentic.
Fergus Cullen is no Tea Partier, but as a former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party who lives in nearby Dover, he's been able to observe the Rochester group from up close.
It's genuine grassroots. It's sprung up in the last couple of years out of disgust with the direction of the Obama administration, the growth in government, the size and scope of government, Obamacare, the bailouts, all those things. Whether they represent a broader group than themselves is, I think, a separate question. But, you know, they'll hold a meeting and they'll get 100 people, and there aren't lots of Republican groups anywhere who can do that.
Like Tea Partiers across New Hampshire, the Rochester group hopes to have a big impact on the New Hampshire presidential primary.
In his quest to earn the Republican presidential nomination, former Governor Mitt Romney now leads in three key early primary states, Florida, South Carolina, and the first in the nation primary, New Hampshire. Just the same, some conservative Republicans are still searching for an alternative to Romney as they question his conservative credentials. Around the country, the Tea Party is thought to be leading that movement and is expected to play a large role in shaping the race for the GOP nomination. But as WBUR's Fred Tice reports this morning, it's a different story in New Hampshire, where the role of the Tea Party appears to be shifting.
Every month in Rochester, New Hampshire, a Tea Party organization called the Rochester 912 Group meets at the Salmon Falls Church. The group is important enough to attract the Republican Speaker of the New Hampshire House of Representatives, William O'Brien. At the last meeting, O'Brien fielded a question from frequent attender Karen Testerman about one of his legislative priorities, abolishing no-fault divorce in New Hampshire.
Statistics show us that if you get married and stay married, that's the biggest weapon we have against poverty. What are we doing to try and turn that around?
It's such a big issue, Karen. As you know, I've put in bills that would eliminate the possibility of a no-fault divorce for parents of minor children, because we know that it's one of the most devastating things that can happen to a child is for their parents to divorce.
The Rochester 912 group is interesting. It's authentic.
Fergus Cullen is no Tea Partier, but as a former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party who lives in nearby Dover, he's been able to observe the Rochester group from up close.
It's genuine grassroots. It's sprung up in the last couple of years out of disgust with the direction of the Obama administration, the growth in government, the size and scope of government, Obamacare, the bailouts, all those things. Whether they represent a broader group than themselves is, I think, a separate question. But, you know, they'll hold a meeting and they'll get 100 people, and there aren't lots of Republican groups anywhere who can do that.
Like Tea Partiers across New Hampshire, the Rochester group hopes to have a big impact on the New Hampshire presidential primary. They recently held a party at a tire dealership to watch the Republican candidates debate. Amelia McKenney, a retired nurse, is looking for someone who can win the general election.
And I'll vote for Mickey Mouse if they beat Obama.
But Susan DeLamis and Karen Testerman want someone who embodies their conservative passion.
I'm so sick of electable.
You're only electable, you're only unelectable if the people won't get behind you.
Lately, it's been former Atlanta talk show host Herman Cain who's been rallying people in search of an alternative to the frontrunner in New Hampshire, the former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney. Cain got the warmest reception when several candidates addressed the overwhelmingly Republican New Hampshire legislature recently.
Endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And when it said among these, that suggested that there might have been some others, such as the unalienable right to protect yourself, to protect your family, and to protect your property. I call it the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America.
Herman Cain, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, the Governor of Texas, Rick Perry, all have taken turns as candidates New Hampshire Tea Partiers have taken a look at as alternatives to Mitt Romney.
There certainly is, I think it's best described as a vacuum right now for the very conservative portion of the Republican primary electorate in New Hampshire.
Dante Scala is chairman of the University of New Hampshire Political Science Department.
Those voters, I would suspect, are looking for a champion. They're looking for someone to rally behind. They would like a conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. But I suspect there's some level of frustration with, frankly, the quality of the candidates thus far. Time and again, we've seen in New Hampshire this year a burst of enthusiasm for a very conservative candidate followed by a disappointment.
But Romney may not just be outlasting his opponents. He may actually be outmaneuvering them all for the Tea Party vote. On Friday night, Romney brought a big LED clock to his town hall meeting in Manchester with about 120 undecided voters.
$14,946,000,000,000 in debt. Last time I looked at that clock, it was about $100 billion less.
Romney has peppered his campaign appearances around New Hampshire with references to the national debt and other issues that concern Tea Partiers. And in New Hampshire, it's paid off. The University of New Hampshire's Dante Scala points to a recent UNH poll.
One thing that's been striking is how well Mitt Romney does among New Hampshire voters who say they are supportive of the Tea Party. Among those who are supportive of the Tea Party, Mitt Romney has a net favorability, that is, positives minus negatives, of positive 46. So he stands very well right now among Tea Party supporters.
So well that Romney has a better image among New Hampshire Tea Party supporters than any other candidate. But there's a difference between people who say they're Tea Party supporters and the Tea Party activists. And Chris Buck thinks there's a spoiler role for the activists to play. Buck managed the New Hampshire presidential campaign of Republican Congressman Thad McCotter of Michigan, who recently dropped out of the race. Buck thinks the Tea Party activists could end up robbing either Rick Perry or Mitt Romney of enough votes to throw the election to the other guy.
It's very clear that it will come down to a two-man race between them. The Tea Party will probably vote for Bachmann, Cain, maybe Santorum. So there's a certain amount of votes that Perry and Romney will not be able to capture.
But some New Hampshire political analysts say the Tea Party may actually not play much of a role in New Hampshire. Fergus Cullen is one of them.
I believe that registered independents will outnumber self-identified Tea Partiers by a wide margin, by multiples, come primary day. And yet we've seen one candidate after another chasing the bright, shiny object that is the Tea Party, I think at the expense of recognizing sort of where, again, that sweet spot, the treasure trove of primary votes really is.
Keep on talking about a $14 trillion deficit.
Right now, Mitt Romney has found that sweet spot. A Rasmussen poll last week had him earning the support of 41% of people who say they'll vote in the Republican primary. And even if he's not captured the Tea Party activists, he's saying the right things to earn the support of voters who like the Tea Party's ideas. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.